The band eventually became known as Glenn Gray and the Castellome Orchestra. Glenn Gray Knobloch, known to his fellow musicians as Spike, was a saxist in the band's early days. Glenn Gray was best known as the tall and handsome conductor, elected to be the band's frontman and business manager. Glenn Gray has sometimes been described as little more than a merely ceremonial conductor. But arranger Spud Murphy, who was with Castellome for a while, emphatically told me this was not the case. He insisted that Gray was indeed an excellent and knowledgeable musician who did play a significant role in the musical direction of Castellome. And in later years, all the former Castellomans spoke of Glenn Gray with respect and fondness. Incidentally, in the 50s hi-fi era, Glenn Gray was hired by some record companies to record swing standards, but that really had no relation at all to the Castellome of the 1930s. Castellome was the earliest swing orchestra heard widely on network radio. And here from the Camel Caravan radio series are a couple of great broadcast performances with the band at the top of their popularity and the top of their game on January 2nd, 1936.
And right now, the Castellome Band carries through its New Year's resolution to keep entertaining you and greet you with its first musical salute of 1936, Truckin'.
Thank you.
Zigzag, written and arranged for the Casaloma Orchestra by Larry Clinton, and Casaloma on their 1936 radio broadcast series. This is Swinging with Casaloma on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of the most popular pioneering swing band of the early 1930s. While Casaloma achieved mass popularity with such ballads and sweet tunes as Smoke Rings, Drifting Apart, and a rendition of Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor, this was a band that played both sweet and hot. In 1939, Decca Records wanted a collection of composer Hoagy Carmichael songs from Casaloma. They'd already recorded several of his tunes, and Carmichael himself, then signed to Decca Records, was included. The multi-disc 78 RPM album featured such Carmichael tunes as Riverboat Shuffle, Boneyard Shuffle, and this, Georgia on My Mind, with excellent trumpeting by sometimes arranger Sonny Dunham. Thank you. three compositions of composer Hoagy Carmichael recorded by Casaloma Orchestra in 1939, Georgia on My Mind, Boneyard Shuffle, and the Riverboat Shuffle. Casaloma was a pioneering swing band that helped shape the swing and big band era, and their music blazed a path for the popular bands of the 1930s. Casaloma was an innovative white jazz orchestra that was admired by and influenced the best black jazz musicians of its day. And it set the highest standards for collective spirit, crack musicianship, superb arrangements, classy stage presentation, sweet ballads, and hot dance music. Of the Casaloma, the late Dick Sudhalter, in his landmark book, Lost Chords, White Musicians and Their Contribution to Jazz, said, quote, "No band of those years was more frequently discussed, more widely admired, or emulated. No other band of the day, whatever race, could rival it for popularity, precision, and team spirit, or for the ability to bring dancers to the floor. And I'd say that's a proud legacy for any group of musicians." Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, request for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, with newly added pictures, articles, links, and audio clips at Jazz Hot Big Step, that's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. This 78 RPM disc containing the two sides of No Name Jive, Parts 1 and 2, featuring trumpeter Sonny Dunham and Clarence Hutchinrider playing both clarinet and tenor sax, was a major hit for Casaloma in 1940. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for listening.